Hello. This is a presentation on automating code review with Sparse, which is project-specific static analysis for a very large code base. I'm Richard Palethorp. I work part-time for SUSE Linux, and I primarily work on the Linux test project at the moment. So, what is Sparse? Sparse is yet another Linus Torvalds project, although one that's not very well known. And I believe the original intention was to make a library for helping with C static analysis, or even with compiling C. So, currently Sparse is used for, well, it's used in the Linux kernel. It's used for implementing some custom attributes that are not supported by compilers, including the address space attribute and a context attribute, which mainly helps with checking that locks are taken and released on functions where they should be. And a variety of other checks which are specific to the kernel or haven't been implemented by a compiler yet. And I believe some of these checks have eventually been adopted by compilers once they are proven to be useful in general by using Sparse. And I guess the reason that Sparse exists in the first place is that compiler writers weren't focusing on these checks. Compilers have a habit of focusing on performance. So the LTP is the Linux test project. And it's a huge collection of tests. In the past, it was kind of a dumping ground where people just took their test suites they'd created for Linux and dumped them all into a single project so that we could all share these tests. Since then, it has evolved and been cleaned up quite a lot. So it now has a nice test framework built in for tests written in C and shell. But it also has other projects which have been included in it, which are not written in this framework, such as the POSIX client compliance tests. There's thousands of tests in that test suite, which is a little too much to convert to the test API. There's also the real-time tests and some other things in there. And at SUSE, we use this test suite extensively. It's usually the first thing we'll start trying to use when we begin rolling out testing for a new product, just because it's relatively